If you're a label reader, this one's for you. Because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house. In small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients. Plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals. And safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler. Just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica. Non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's
I'm John Batsu with my colleague Grant Newsham, U.S. Marine Corps retired colonel. We're talking about the Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas that can include the storied islands of Saipan and Tinian. We go now to what is to be done with the allegations and the inference of vast corruption by the Chinese state. You recommend open an investigation, a task force immediately on the missing COVID money. I want to go to what the FBI can do. What do you recommend for the FBI?
Well, first, I'd like to see Treasury be the ones who track down this $1.6 billion in missing COVID funds. But then the FBI, they could launch a full-scale investigation, a serious one, into the Chinese casinos, gambling, and Chinese influence and corruption. They certainly had boatloads of evidence that they picked up before they decided to do nothing with it. It is worth noting that at least one of the FBI agents assigned to that apparently has gone to work for the former governor who was the subject of these allegations. But they need to go out there and take it seriously and to bring people from off island to do that examination. That would be something that FBI could usefully do. And it'd be like shooting fish in a barrel when it comes to going after it.
The U.S. Treasury investigation wouldn't require agents and weapons in their holsters. It would require an investigation that could be done from Washington. I mean, those funds had to be documented when they were distributed. Isn't that correct?
Well, it went somewhere. And it's not a big place. As I said, it's only 50,000 people. So there's not so much to hide, no, so many places to hide it. But once you go in and you start looking and asking questions, I have been impressed in the past at some of the things I've seen Treasury do. And they could, if not get to the bottom of this, they could at least expose and set up for prosecution some people who did some very bad things.
Well, if somebody broke into a bank with weapons and stole $1.6 billion, I think we'd read about it, don't you?
You'd like to think so. And as I said, there's, with $1.6 billion, you could practically plate Saipan in gold and say it went somewhere, and it's not hard to figure it out, but you do have to make some of the effort. So that's what Treasury and the FBI can do. You would also like to have some actual bank vetting, serious vetting of people who are involved in U.S. government and CNMI, Central Pacific Affairs. And that includes the aforementioned individuals at Department of Interior and also people working for the U.S. government elsewhere, say Joint Task Force Micronesia, who have very influential roles. Well, has anyone actually looked into their connections to some of these corrupt families, corrupt people in CNMI? I have a feeling that they haven't, to the extent that they should, but that would be a useful place to apply some attention.
You've already spoken of the Department of Interior and the Task Force on Micronesia. To your knowledge, are those units in any fashion being questioned about their participation in this anywhere?
Not that I know of. Sometimes you're just left scratching your head. It could just be just incompetence or lack of interest or lack of attention or unfamiliarity with the issues. But nonetheless, it has put us in a position where we are having the basis of our position in the Central Pacific eroded just by lack of effort.
How about visas? Wouldn't that be simple? Require visas?
It's about as simple as you can imagine. And that would be DHS, Department of Homeland Security, simply orders it. There's some talk that there has been some influence brought to bear by some people to affect DHS decision making, but that needs to be examined and corrected immediately. There's no reason why there's free Chinese access to this part of the United States and only this part.
Grant Newsham, writing at the Asia Times, is the author of When China Attacks.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
If you're a label reader, this one's for you. Because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house. In small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients. plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals, and safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler, just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Heba Botanica, non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HebaBotanica.com. That's